This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. One of those days, you know, you kind of look around, you're looking to see what's going on in sports. I'm really much looking forward to seeing what the Guardians can do when they come back on the other side of this All-Star break, especially knowing that Oakland's here over the weekend and the way they were playing going into the break. I hope they can keep it up and make this thing a summer to remember. And maybe, you know, kind of, it was interesting. I was reading some stuff just thinking about, hey, maybe could the Guardians be what the Tigers were? So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. By the way, will you watch the ESPYs tonight? I know I was going to ask you that. It was one other question I was going to ask you. It doesn't. The only thing that makes me want to watch it is Shane Gillis. Dan, will you watch tonight? That's like the big thing tonight.
Nope.
Either one of you guys?
Nah, I'm seeing Superman.
I don't know. I think, you know, a TV show that's self-serving about the network is always a great watch, isn't it? And the best person in our building. I was find it funny to watch the ESPYs. Jeff, let's go back and just kind of talk a little bit about what Brian Wacker said from the Baltimore Sun. I just, Baltimore to me today on paper just seems so much better than the other three teams, obviously, in the AFC North. It feels like it's a mile between the Ravens and the Browns. And, you know, you just...
Over the course of a 17-game season, I'd agree with you. On any given Sunday?
Yeah,
you never know. You know, Browns might beat them once this year, but, I mean, the Ravens are loaded. I mean, they are loaded.
And, I mean, they maybe one rookie that they need to start, Malachi Starks, the safety. I'm looking at this roster just going, oh, boy. And why do I feel so defeated and it's already July? I mean, yes, we know the season's
long.
Don't
feel defeated. I mean, nothing changed. We knew this. You know, months
right.
ago.
No, I know, but you just kind of look at it on paper and you're like, ooh,
boy. The only thing that I think might slow them down a little bit, and I don't think it will. I'm a big Derrick Henry fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's 31, and he had, 1,900 yards last year, and he carried the ball so much in high school, and then in college he had a ton of carries. They brought him along slowly in Tennessee. I just wonder, is he still going to be as good as he was last year moving forward? My guess is yes, but you never know. DeAndre Hopkins, they brought in. I think he still has football left in him. I like DeAndre Hopkins. And will he be as good as he was? I don't know the answer to that. He's 33. He's not what he was in Houston. Probably not what he was in Arizona. But that doesn't mean he still can't be effective. And they're not counting on him to be the number one guy. So I honestly think they have right now, until somebody proves themselves in Cleveland, they have an easy three wide receivers who are better than anybody the Browns have other than Jerry Jeudy. You know, I mean, they have
Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and DeAndre Hopkins.
They have three guys. The Browns have one guy right now at running back.
And by the way, you could argue that their tight end core is –
It's significantly better than the Browns.
Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely.
Sure. Fannin comes in and is as good as Isaiah Likely, we'll be thrilled. And he's the second string guy to Mark Andrews. If David Njoku, I think David is a good tight end. I think Likely is too. Which one's better? I don't know. Take your choice. They're both really good.
That means
the Ravens have two of those guys.
They're clutch tight ends. Like, your third
Mark
down,
Andrews is tough.
Third down and four, those guys just seem to find a way to be open. And you're like, how did that guy get open again?
The other thing that he mentioned that is interesting for Baltimore, Derrick Henry, obviously great. Mm-hmm. Justice Hill, more than serviceable. He mentioned the name Keaton Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And Keaton's a young guy who's really, really fast and was averaging something like 7 yards a carry his rookie season.
East Carolina.
When he blew out his ACL. And then he came back last year, you know, first year back from an ACL when you're a running back. Watch out for him because he's not going to take over because Derrick Henry's there. But he's going to be such a complement to their running game. It's going to be silly. And we've barely touched on their defense. Their defense is good.
No, and their draft picks, of their top four picks, all went to defense. Malachi Starks at, you know, free safety. Then they got Mike Green to play outside linebacker, a kid from Marshall.
Yeah.
And then they, you know.
And there was some bubbling around Mike Green, like, well, should he, Baltimore takes a guy like that. They're going to turn him into a player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And then they also picked up a tackle offense, Emory Jones from LSU. You might remember from LSU.
You know, Mike Tomlin gets a lot of respect, a lot of accolades, and he deserves them. So does Sean Harbaugh, and I don't think he gets as much as Mike Tomlin. Doesn't matter.
You did say John, right? You didn't say Sean, did you? Sound like you just said Sean Harbaugh. Sean Harbaugh. Is there another Harbaugh that's going to kill us?
John. Yeah, it's John. It's John Harbaugh. We're just looking at the division.
No, I know.
This is what the Browns have to deal with. It's where they are.
The kicker part of it, I do think, is interesting. Like
find a kicker.
But I mean, for the first time in forever, they need to find a kicker.
If the allegations were true, he doesn't deserve to be kicking for Baltimore. Apparently, that's what they said. So there you go. They'll find a kicker. You can be sure they drafted one. And we'll see. I think it would take monumental things for Baltimore to to not be the division champ. That means they would have to slide, and somebody else would have to be better than expected.
I thought what Brian said about Pittsburgh being more of a challenge than Cincinnati was interesting.
Well, you know why?
Because that's their rival?
That's their rival.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it carried over from when the franchise was here.
Yeah.
And immediately picked up. And because the Browns franchise, when it was here, was not necessarily the Steelers' rival. Then it went to Baltimore, got a lot better. Thank you, Ozzy. Well done. Mm-hmm. And it's continued. You know, since Ozzy left and Eric DaCosta's taken over, and Steve Biscotti's been a much better owner than Art Modell.
Didn't take much, did it?
Well, Art won a Super Bowl.
Didn't take much, did it?
Art won a Super Bowl.
Barely.
Art won a Super Bowl.
Barely. I don't know. I don't give him.
I'd like to have a barely Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. I cannot give credit to a guy that.
I'm giving credit to the franchise.
Yeah.
Ozzy did it.
But Scotty was already in, though, at that point.
He was a minority owner.
Yeah.
He was the money man behind the scenes waiting for Art to decide he had enough.
As much as I detest him for moving the team, I just look at him and just go, how did you not make money as an owner in the NFL?
Well,
how could you even be in that spot?
Fine point, but.
And by the way, wasn't it, I want to make sure we want to leave this to my family. Really?
Well, give him.
How'd that work out?
Give him credit for one thing and one thing only.
He gets no credit. None.
He promoted Ozzie Newsome, and Ozzie turned out to be a phenomenal executive in the National Football League.
He also,
after being a phenomenal,
I don't
player.
Know. The scales of justice also say that he fired Bill Belichick too.
Well, this is not about Art Modell.
I can't stand him. I'm still
it's
pissed.
About what the Baltimore Ravens are this year as they go into this into this season, and they've just built a program, and Ozzie started it, and Ozzie's still around. And even though he's not, you know, the guy making all the calls and everything, his influence is still there in the organization. His, you know, what he put in place is still there. And he did a phenomenal job of building a football program.
Ozzie did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not questioning Ozzie. That's not my point. My point is this whole segment has just depressed me to no end, but it's 3 decades of misery. Just pure misery. And then watching, you know, it's hard to, I don't know. It just stings like when we say, okay, you know, you're Baltimore and you're trying to figure out, is the challenge bigger from Cincinnati or is it bigger from Pittsburgh? And I think what stings the most is you're right. They took the Pittsburgh rivalry. And if I'm a Steelers fan, my rival's the Ravens too. I get it. You know, we're trying to scream as loud as we can. Yes, Steelers, we hate you. You're our rival. You're our rival. But this 3 decades later, man, and I want to let it go. Trust me. People say, oh, let it go. Let it go. Of course I want to. But I know I'm not alone. That's the other thing. Misery loves company.
I think every team in the division is actually a rival for the Browns. And I think every team in the division is a rival for every other team. Hmm. You play them twice a year.
You want thermal exhaust port in the Death Star?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make you feel a little better.
Temporal rift, yes.
Their secondary is shaky. It's thin. That's the one thing that Baltimore has not figured out.
They did bring in Starks, though, and he's pretty good, man.
That secondary is thin. I mean, you if Wiggins gets hurt, Jair's going to get hurt. It's not a matter of if, it's when. I mean, I have watched enough Jair Alexander in my life. Kyle Hamilton, if he gets banged up as well.
Number one picks all around back there. They usually have a way of figuring things out.
They do, but it was thin last year, and they managed to pull it together at the last possible second, and I wonder if they could do it again, because a thin secondary can completely tank your team in the throw-first NFL, especially going up against Burrow, and especially going up against
Pickett.
Heck, Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
nothing? I got nothing?
You got nothing. I'm too depressed over here. I'm just looking at this.
Don't be depressed. We're trying to actually just take a look at the division. You don't need to get depressed. You need a hug.
Nah, not really. That is pretty impressive, though, when you do. And as much as you're saying that, their entire defensive secondary is first-round picks.
It's your thermal exhaust port right there.
Except for Jair Alexander, who they brought in as a free agent.
Look at that secondary.
Wasn't he a first-round pick, too? Not by them.
No, not by them.
But he was a first-round pick, too, out of Louisville.
Well, they have talent.
And he's been well compensated, and he'll play 8 games.
And they
maybe 10.
There's a bitter Packer guy right there.
No, I love Jair Alexander. I wish the Packers would have kept him. It's just the reality of Jair Alexander. He plays 8 to 10 games every year. He's really good when he plays him. He just only plays 8 to 10 games.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you buying that the team that's going to give Baltimore the most pressure is going to be Pittsburgh, or do you think it's going to be Cincinnati?
I think it'll end up being Cincinnati.
Cincy's got to make sure that they can protect their quarterback.
Maybe I'm just trying to do reverse psychology on myself.
That sounds very confusing.
That's right. But that's why it works, because it's reverse psychology on yourself. That I'm trying to build up Baltimore even bigger than, even though, Dan, I do give you credit. You were trying to find the flaws, and I appreciate that.
I mean, that's the flaw right there.
Well, Cincinnati's got the same flaw, too. Right?
Cincinnati's whole defense is, you can't even call that the thermal exhaust. Although
they kind of figured things out at the end of the season last year. I mean, it wasn't as bad as really. It was better than it was in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's that is not a high bar to clear, my friend. That beginning season of the Cincinnati Bengal defense was like, are there even 11 people out here, or are you playing with 9?
Hopefully, the Browns can take advantage of that early, because, again, the beginning of the schedule for the Browns is pushing it, and it's making it a little bit tough. All right, let's come back. I want to talk a little bit of baseball with you. We got a lot of things to talk about before we put a bow on the show a little bit later. But let's come back, and we'll do that. And that was our AFC North talk for today. Cincinnati tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.